Hi, Adam.
Hi, Samantha. It's just Aaron calling you back. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
That's good. Once again, Samantha, I do apologise. Just for data protection, can you confirm Alexander's address and date of birth, please?
276 Rigby Street, Cantyne, G32 6DJ, and his date of birth is 16/7/57.
Perfect. Thank you very much for that, Samantha. I've just spoken to my IT department. I've also sent the link to our work phone as well. Everything is all in order in terms of opening the link. We can see the documents. So I just need to ask, what iPhone do you have?
Mine's a wee old one. But Aaron, my daughter's just come in and I was telling her I couldn't get this. She says she doesn't mind if you send it to her phone and I can get my dad to sign it and she'll send it back to you.
Yeah. Well, yeah, okay. Well, if possible, obviously, because we can't physically change the numbers in our system once your number's been put in, because it all populates as part of the case file. If you forward that message that I've sent you on to your daughter's number, and yeah, try and see if it opens that way.
See, not sorry, this is Dalton speaking.
Are you okay?
No, you're fine. I tried to, you know, forward the email to my address this morning, but even when it was forwarded over, like, it wasn't allowing us to access the documents and stuff. So I don't know if we'd be able to change the email address that you've got in your system, or is that like untouchable still?
No, yeah, actually I can send a different email. Bear with me 1 second.
Fine, thank you. Sorry, it's been a bit of a nightmare trying to get it all over.
No, it's okay. I understand. Obviously, we come across these things, but there's never a hurdle you can't cross, is there?
Yeah.
Right, okay. What's your email address, please?
So it's Jodie Mangan, 8. JodieMangan, 8@yahoo.com.
So that's JodieMangan8@yahoo.com.
Yes, that's the one.
Okay, perfect. E-signature. I'm just sending this email over to you now. Excuse me. Okay, I've just sent you a email over there. Just let me know once that's received and see if that works on your phone. Fingers crossed it does for you.
I'm just trying to open it up there.
That's okay, no worries. It'll probably take about 30 seconds to a minute to come over.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
That's no problem. Thank you for turning up and assisting.
No, you're fine. Honestly, I was like, obviously my granddad, he doesn't even bloody have a phone, and my mum, she's bless her, but she's new either, so.
Yeah, well, yeah, I've just spoken to my IT department, and obviously with everything and the link opening on our devices, the next question was, okay, what iPhone is it? You know, is it a potentially old iPhone, which, you know, can make sense in opening new links, of course. So
right, I think I'm like the oldest iPhone to sign, so I think that definitely plays a role in it, definitely. Aye, that's what I've managed to get it there. It's just, yeah. What I've got is, I think it's 9 pages worth. We've just had to put in, like, it says previous names, a signature, stuff like that, and then it's just, like, data protection and stuff. Like,
yeah, can you see then the documents, can you?
Yes, I can see everything, including the conditional fee agreement and stuff as well.
Yeah, that's absolutely perfect. So, with the yellow box at the bottom, if you click that yellow box, it'll take you to each page that needs signing.
The four required fields section?
Yeah. So use that as a bit of a guide through the documents, and that'll tell you where to sign. It'll highlight a big yellow box. And then I think you can also see at the bottom of your screen, it'll say, I confirm that my electronic signature is legally binding.
Yes.
Yep. Okay. So once you've signed all the required fields, click that box. Sometimes we are in a process of fixing this as well. Sometimes it won't let you click it until you're at the very bottom of the document itself. So either way, once you've signed the documents, either click it. If it doesn't let you click it, scroll right the way down to the bottom of the screen and then click it, and it will work then. And then the submit signature box will then highlight a more brighter blue than what it is now. To say that then you can then submit the signatures back to ourselves. And then, yeah, once we've received them documents, I can then send your granddad, sorry?
Aye, that's the one, it's my granddad.
Yeah, I can send your granddad's application form off to the redress scheme before I leave the office today.
Yes, right, okay, perfect. Thank you so much.
Not a problem. If you do need any further assistance or questions, just give me a call straight back. I'm going to be here for another 15 minutes or so.
I know, that's fine. I'll get that done now, because my granddad's a fixing anyway, so feel free then in a minute.
Perfect. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Cheers. Bye now. Bye, Samantha.